Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Butch. Good morning.
Morning, Tom. It's Kevin. How are you?
Hi, Kevin. Good morning to you too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, you had some pretty pointed comments after the game last night. You were pretty brief after the game. You used some pretty direct words about out-competed, out-fought. I said it was a bad 60 minutes of football. I would imagine after hopefully a good night's sleep, your team's performance doesn't look any better this morning, does it?
Well, it wasn't our best game, and we've got to do a better job. I mean, we've got some pretty important weeks of football ahead, and that's when we really need to play our best. So, you know, we just came out and got behind early. So, I mean, never really want to do the road, and didn't really do too much to help our cause. And that started really from the beginning of the game all the way through the end of the game. And you know, I wish we would have played better. We didn't. We're going to try to figure out, you know, how we can play better and, you know, hopefully go in there and improve this week.
Tom, what are you most disappointed about yesterday? What were you thinking about on the plane ride home that bothered you the most?
Well, just our ability to continue to put together. I think just the self-inflicted errors. I think that's the biggest problem. You know, I think things that, you know, we show that we're capable of doing and that we just don't do on a consistent basis. So, if the defense makes a good play, they make a good play. But, you know, there was just a few too many times yesterday where, you know, we could have done something better that we just, you know, didn't really handle as well as we're capable of.
Tom, after games, I hear you say it, I hear Bill say it, other players have said it after victories, that you guys had a great week of practice. What was last week like on the practice field for you guys?
It was probably our best week.
Really?
So, you know, we were really prepared. We went down there, we were excited to play. It was just our execution wasn't great in the game, and you know, like I said, when you have a poor first quarter like we did, our first 15 minutes were not very good. And then, you know, a team gains a lot of confidence in that, you know, the team that you're playing. And then it ends up being, you know, a dogfight for 60 minutes, which it really was. And they're playing hard. I mean, those guys got a lot of pride. And, I'm happy we won the game. I mean, that's the most important thing, no question, is always winning. I mean, you could lose and then you really feel bad. But, we were able to win the game, which is important. You know, it's just hopefully we can go out and play better next week.
Is it doubly disappointing about the start, given that that's kind of how you started the San Francisco game as well?
Yeah, and it's just, like I said, it's hard to dig yourself out of those continually. I mean, you'll get away with them once in a while, but on a consistent basis, it's hard to keep getting down like we get down and then come back and win.
Can you put your finger on that, Tom? 2 weeks in a row, kind of sluggish starts or bad starts, or I don't know, how do you characterize it? Was the other team want it more to start the game? Did you guys just not execute? Why two bad starts in a row?
Well, the turnovers hurt. I mean, we have two turnovers in the first quarter, so you know, those definitely hurt. You know, when we don't turn the ball over, we're pretty good. When we turn it over, we're not very good. So we got to do a better job protecting the football, and certainly, you know, I got to do a better job protecting the football, and that's going to be really critical here coming down the stretch.
Speaking of the turnovers, yesterday when Ridley bobbled that ball and the ball gets picked off, you're pretty anxious to get back out there. I'm just curious what it's like for you in those situations. When you do get back out there, I would imagine you're anxious to, whenever that next throw is going to come. It happened to be on the first play. You zipped one to Brandon Lloyd on the back shoulder and weren't able to complete it. But how much are you itching to get back out there after, you know, your offense throws a pick?
Yeah, I mean, that's the frustrating part, is to have opportunities like that and really not take advantage on either play. So, you know, what should be good gains ends up being, you know, interceptions or, you know, incomplete passes where we're capable of you know, throwing the ball and connecting on those plays. So, you know, those are the ones that we have to make, especially, you know, not every play is going to be wide open. There's going to be tight coverage, and, you know, we got to make really good throws, and, you know, we got to go, you know, do a better job all the way around. So, you know, we play the team that, like I said, they have some quality players on that team, and they, you know, they beat Indy. They beat Indy in Indy. They beat, you know, they took Houston, you know, into overtime and were very capable of beating them. They played Green Bay really well. You know, it's not like they're not capable of winning games, Jacksonville, and certainly we showed that yesterday. You know, they're capable. You know, we just didn't do much really to help, you know, our cause of going in there and executing as well as we're capable of doing.
Tom, speaking of Brandon, that third down in the red zone, the first time you're in the red zone, where you guys misconnected, what happened there?
I'll have to watch the film. I was looking there for him, and you know, he kind of got the guy turned around from what I remember, and the guy recovered really nicely and kind of just got in the throwing lane. So I ended up, you know, just you know, I thought Brandon was going to be wide open, and the guy made a really good play to get up and, you know, kind of ran right for where we were trying to connect, which kind of surprised me. So that was a, you know, I thought that was a good defensive play after what looked like would have been a bad defensive play for them. He made a good play. And Cox, you know, he actually played a really good game all the way around.
I'm not sure if that play is an example of your offense and your receivers, but can you give us a little insight? I've heard you talk about this before, about what it's like to be a receiver in this offense and the responsibilities of making. Like, they have reads and decisions to make on the run, on the fly, don't they? And was that one of those plays where you were expecting Lloyd to do one thing and he did another based on the coverage or not?
Well, they definitely, yeah, there's a lot that's put on our receivers. You know, there's a lot that's put on those guys, you know, on a consistent basis to not only run routes, but read the coverage, you know, see things in the run game and be blockers in the run game. And, you know, I have a lot of confidence in our receivers to be able to do that. I mean, Wes Welker and Deion I've played with for so long, and they're as, you know, as clutch as players you could ever play with and as great teammates. They're going to do whatever they ask you to do. And I think I've really established that confidence in them as well, you know, over the course of the season. So, you know, we have a very good receiving core, and, you know, it's just a matter of sometimes, you know, sometimes we make some really good plays, and, you know, yesterday, you know, we just didn't make as many as, you know, we have in the previous weeks. So, you know, I give Jacksonville credit for that, and at the same time, you know, I want us to go out there and do better, and you know, it always starts in practice, and we have a really good week of practice. You know, you have a lot of confidence going into the game. We just didn't really carry it over into the game.
Tom, what makes Brandon so effective between the numbers and the sidelines? It seems like any time the ball's up that lane, if you will, he's always catching it, and he's grabbing everything, whether he's falling out of bounds or not. What makes him so good in that area of the field?
Yeah, he certainly has a unique ability to create separation out there, and his stop and start is amazing. His body control, he's got great hands. You know, he's very smart. He's, you know, and he makes some tough catches. So, you know, he's done a great job out there. That's where you need, especially when they're packing the coverage inside. You know, his ability to go out there and make those plays down the field are really have been really key for us.
Has that kind of led to him being targeted more over the last couple of weeks? The fact that defenses do seem to pack it in the middle, that you can go outside to him now?
Yeah, certainly. That's a big reason why is, you know, I try to go where the matchup is and where the most open player will be. And I think Brandon's just been in that position more than, you know, he was a few of those other previous weeks.
Tom, I got to read you this text. It's kind of comical. Somebody texts in and says, quit pounding him with the negative. I mean, I don't think we're hammering you. You're the one that came out after the game and said that this was a bad 60 minutes of football, wasn't it?
Yeah, I certainly felt that way. I was, you know, it's an emotional game, and, you know, it was a hard-fought win. And, yeah, but, I mean, there's certainly a lot of emotions that I have after the game, and you know, I was very frustrated by the way we played yesterday. So, you know, there's really no hiding it for me. And I, you know, I'd love for us to go out there and have our best week this week against Miami and, and heading into the playoffs feeling really good and confident about what we're trying to accomplish.
The you said there were two turnovers in the first quarter. The second one that you threw to Brandon, you said Cox had a good game. He ended up picking that off. Solomon Wilcox, who was doing the analysis on the game, called it a confidence ball. He thought, sort of going into your mind, that that was one of the balls that you knew Cox was there, but, you know, it was going to be a tough catch, but you had confidence in Lloyd. Is that the way you saw it? Is it a ball you shouldn't have thrown? What happened on that play?
Well, it was, we were trying to get behind defense, and we, it was a hard, we play action pass, and, you know, everyone pretty much bit up. Excuse me, I'm just yawning. I'm still a little tired from last night. And Cox was behind Brandon. And, you know, when I threw it, I actually didn't see the play. I got, you know, I kind of got turned around by one of the defensive linemen, so I didn't see anything. And when I threw it, I thought we completed it. So I got up and I was, you know, looking downfield, and I saw, you know, Cox with the ball. So I really didn't get a chance to see it. I'll have to see it on film to kind of see what happened. But, you know, I knew that, you know, Brandon was there, and you know, sometimes you give your receivers a shot to make the play. And you know, Cox just made a great play, you know, making a play on the ball.
After picks like that, when you watch it on film and let's say someone's open, do you almost just sit there and slap yourself on the head in the video room and say, my goodness, how did I miss whoever it was who was open?
Well, not sometimes, yes. sometimes, yes. You know, every play I do that, I kind of evaluate, you know, what we talked about doing on the play. You know, we go through our call sheet numerous times before the game, and we talk about, you know, every coverage that we'll face and the particular play, and then who we want to, you know, take a look at the start of the play. So, you know, if it's the first read on your play and you think you got a shot and you let it go, you know, that's what happens. And if the second read on the play was open, well, you know, that's just the way football is. I mean, you sometimes you just gotta go with the first guy that you think's open, because you never know if the second guy's open. So you never want to pass up the first guy because you don't know what's going to happen with the second guy. So if you think your first read's open on the play, you gotta let it.
Tom, you guys rally. You do wind up rallying out of a 13-3 hole. So let's look at a positive. What went right after that opening quarter?
Well, I thought our defense really hung in there. I thought they played great, you know, over the course of the entire game. And, you know, they're continuing to, you know, make real critical plays for us. So they did a great job. And we did a decent job on a two-minute drill, you know, before the half, which kind of got us back to even. And we started the second quarter well with a field goal and had another good drive there to start the end of third quarter and to start the fourth quarter. But, you know, it was just a little too much up and down for us yesterday, and hopefully we can get it corrected.
Tom, talk about Danny Woodhead. When you started that second quarter, he's come in. In my opinion, I don't think he's been talked about enough this year. I think he's morphed into the Kevin Faulk role, if you will, and for true Patriots fans, that's the ultimate compliment. I think he's had a great year in that he's gotten the most production out of the snaps that he gets. Yesterday he comes in, he gets that little pass from you, he goes straight ahead, north and south, 24 yards. I mean, he's really had a good season, hasn't he?
He's had a great year. I mean, he's really a unique player, and he's got so much poise back there. You know, he's really improved since the day he got to our team, both in the run game, which he's always been a great runner, but, you know, as a receiver too. So he's very good in blitz pickup. You know, he's a great Patriot. So, you know, we rely on him heavily, and you know, he's really taken that role and done a great job with it. So,
do you agree? Has he gained? I mean, that's pretty high praise because Kevin was, you know, I would imagine that we always heard you use the word confidence about Kevin, but you seem to have similar confidence in Woodhead now in third down situations and situational football.
Yeah, it's always about trust and dependability. I mean, I think those are two most important things with any teammate and player, and Woody certainly has that. It's, you know, you trust that he's doing his job, and he's so dependable because, you know, whenever you're looking for him, he's in the right place and he makes the right play, and he's just a, you know, that's what football's all about. The more trust you have in your teammates and the more dependability that, you know, our team has in each other, you know, the better we are and the more freed up we are to do our job. So, you know, if you're worried about everyone else, you know, it's hard to do your job. You know, that's why you just have to trust that all the other guys are going to be able to do their job. So that's a lot about what we talk about and you know, doing the right thing so that we can all, you know, be on the same page, and that stuff we're still trying to, you know, get better at.
Tom, two last things before we let you go. One is you got hit by Jason Babin there in that second series in your hand. You were shaking your hand, and then the end of the game, Alalua, I think his name is, gave you a pretty good pop. You come out unscathed out of that game, the normal bumps and bruises?
Yeah, just the normal bumps and bruises. So, you know, that's part of football, and that's part of, you know, playing as long, you know, 19 weeks we played. So, you know, you have those little bumps, but, you know, I'll be fine.
And then the game being flexed next week to 425, clearly you guys still have something to play for. It could be you could get a bye if Houston loses early. I mean, have you thought about that at all? Does that have any effect on you guys this week?
You know, I don't really care. I could care less. You know, I would just love to go out there and play our best football here, you know, next week and beyond. So I don't care who we play or where we play or when we play or the time or the place or the opponent. You know, it's about us. And we've lost four games this year, you know, we are pretty capable of winning all four of those games. So if it wasn't for some of our own, you know, mistakes that we made, we could have. I'm sure a lot of teams could say that too. So I have a lot of confidence in our team and what we're doing. And, you know, I just hope that our best football is still ahead of us.
And, Tom, one final thought. I mean, here the day before Christmas, I know how much your family means to you. It's kind of unusual for football players. I've heard you talk many times that you don't even know what holidays are at this time of year because of the schedule. But it falls on your off day, Christmas. You got a new baby added to your family. I mean, it's got to be pretty cool for this year and all said that tomorrow's Christmas and you get to spend it with your family like that.
Yeah, it sure is. It's a great time of year. And you know, in the wake of the, you know, several tragedies we had over the last month, you know, to be with, you know, my family and my loved ones is certainly most important. So this will be nice to spend a couple of days, you know, certainly getting prepared for the Dolphins, but also having, you know, a few extra hours to spend. And I'm sure everyone's going to enjoy this holiday. And I wish you guys a Merry Christmas, and certainly to all our fans and all the support that we get over the year. It's been a great year, and, you know, thank you guys for you know, all of your support.
All right, always great talking to you, Tom. Thanks for getting up early for us this morning.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. See ya.